Yes, good morning. Can you hear me through the mic? Yes. Well, this is a very interesting panel.
Duyabiliyor musunuz? Bu çok
the name of our
panel.
International Center for Law. We just heard from a lawyer.
Yazışları çok iyi.
We first heard from a religious leader and religion studies. So I'm the third, and maybe I'm the cleanup batter, as we say in baseball. I'm a social scientist, so I'm maybe presenting quite a different presentation than many lawyers and religious leaders and advocates are used to hearing. So I will try to explain the study as best I can in ways that you can follow along, and then at the end I believe we'll have time for questions if there are anything.
Bittikten sonra da sualler, hani sorular sorabilirsiniz. Ben de cevap vermeye çalışacağım.
First is a study that is sponsored by the Pew Charitable Trust and the John Templeton Foundation called the
Global Kurum varmış.
It's a larger study funded by both that aims to increase understanding of how religious change affects societies in the world.
Amacı, yani dindeki değişiklikler hani nasıl toplumları etkiliyor?
Mentioned earlier, called The Price of Freedom Denied, Religious Persecution and Conflict in the 21st Century.
Bahsediyor dinsel baskılardan. Kitap daha yeni.
University Press series on studies in social theory, religion and politics. First a few findings from the book and then I'll talk
paylaşayım diyor kitaptan diyor.
A few more comments from the book. So in the book we note that religion is a very common experience of people around the world. In the 1970s, at the height of the communist experiment in the world, perhaps that was the period when people that had no religion were said they.
O zamanlar tabii komünizm bayağı yaygındı yani. O zaman farklıydı ama şu an tahmin edebiliyor ki daha çok insan yani dine yönelmiş yani 1970'lere nazaran.
Whether or not people around the world consider religious freedom important. We did a survey.
Özgürlük önemli mi diye bir anket yapılmış.
In a country where I can freely practice my religion important. The percentage of people saying yes across the world.
Rahatça, yani özgürce uygulayabileceğim bir ülkede yaşamak önemli mi diye.
Religious people.
Örnekler orada mesela Latin Amerika'da 93%, yani Doğu Avrupa'da %84%.
Less than another.
Orta Doğu'da %92%, Asya'da %93%, Afrika'da %98%. Yani.
With religious freedom. However, if we ask a second question, is it important to live in a country where I live in a country where others can practice their religious freedom? Many fewer.
Yani rahatça uygulayabileceğim, özgürce uygulayabileceğim bir ülkede yaşamak önemli mi diye soru sorulmuş.
Where others can practice their religion.
Altısı.
Statistics say it's important that I can practice my religion. This is what, at least, I've called in some papers I've written, the religious intolerance gap, and that's the space in which we find problems for religious.
Görüyoruz yani diğerleri.
Give religious freedom to others. So, moving from some findings in the book to now talking about the studies at the Pew Research Center. First,
paylaştım.
Called Global Restrictions on Religion, was a non-normative study, a little methodology here, where we ask a series of questions, and I brought enough of the books on the study for the delegates. I'm sorry if there aren't enough for all the participants, but we ask a series of
questions yani neydi,
of each country.
Bir kağıt dağıtılmış, yani.
98. In the book, you can see a series of 20.
Bunun örneği var galiba. Sayfa 98'e açarsanız orada.
On this page. Using country constitutions, U.S. State Department.
Burada hani birçok raporları görüyoruz.
Reports from NGOs such as Freedom House, Human Rights First, Hudson Institute, International Crisis Group reports. We looked at these sources and answered the questions that you find in the book. We did this not just for governments, but also for the actions of people in society. So if you look at page 112, you'll see the list of questions we ask about social hostilities involving religion in countries around the world. Again, using these to answer the questions. So that's most of the methodology I'll talk. There's many pages of methodology in the book and also available online. So our main finding was that about one-third of countries of the world have high or very high restrictions on religion coming either from governments or from actors acting independent of government.
Askılar mı diyelim hani? Var.
It's 32% of countries where there are high or very high restrictions are generally very populous. We find that about 70% of the world's population lives in a country where there are high or very high restrictions on religion. Now, many of these restrictions...
ülkedeki dünyadaki ülkelerin %70'inde hani problemler var, böyle dini hani baskılar var.
Face particular problems in Bangladesh.
Yani Bangladeş'te bayağı bir problem yaşıyorlar.
Facing problems in Sri Lanka.
Onlar Sri Lanka'da.
Problems in India.
Her var. Hindistan'da problemler yaşıyorlar.
In India. Many times these
onlar da Hindistan'da problem yaşıyor.
Minorities in countries and the majorities may not feel them as acutely. Though some
yani bu konuda bunu
Now, that was
the mutlu olanlar ise öyle bir şey olduğunu söylemiyorlar, yani inanmıyorlar.
Restrictions around the world. The question that we've answered in our most recent study, which has attracted quite a bit of attention both from the news and from other sources, for instance, I briefed the Office of the Joint Chiefs of Staff at the Pentagon last week. I also gave a briefing at the United Kingdom's Parliament.
Prezentasyon yapmış geçen hafta, birkaç hafta önce.
What direction are these restrictions going? Is the world becoming more restrictive or...
Daha çok kısıtlamalar mı oluyor, daha da mı az oluyor diye. Yani yaptığı araştırmaya göre
2006 to mid 2009 and so that's the period I'll be talking about.
Arasındaki yani o zamanı şey olarak almış.
Hani continue to do this project. But what we found is that in this period from mid 2006 to mid 2009 restrictions increased in about twice as many countries as restrictions declined. So in about
daha da artmış.
Restrictions went up 6%.
Buradaki ülkelerin %12'sinde artış yaşanmış.
Countries where they went up are very populous. About one third of the world today lives in a country where restrictions have risen in recent years, and only 1% lives in the countries where restrictions have declined, and about two thirds of the world lives in countries where restrictions have remained the same, which could be high, moderate.
Daha çok kısıtlamalar ortaya çıkmış yani son zamanlarda.
Several times, what are some of the surprising findings? Well, one finding that many people find surprising is the
soranlar oldu mesela
groups face problems and the
onlar 138 ülkede problem yaşıyor
of some sort in the largest number of countries, 130 countries around the world, and Muslims face the
17 ülkede hani kısıtlamalar hani veya baskılar yaşıyorlar.
Around the world. Other smaller religious groups like Sikhs, Zoroastrians, Baha'is, people that practice tribal or folk religions have faced harassment in 84 countries, Jews in 75 countries, Hindus 27 and 16. The smaller number of countries where Hindus and Buddhists face problems is partly a reflection of the fact that they are more geographically concentrated in a few countries rather than spread throughout the world as Christians and Muslims tend to be. There's an interesting
particularly az ülkelerde çok ülke sayısı o kadar çok değil, sebebi de coğrafik yani.
That you see on the chart indicates the number of countries in which there was some harassment of Jews, but the bottom bar, the yellow bar, shows that most of the harassment Jews faced was social harassment from people in society rather than from governments. And some of this reflects many of the strong efforts there that have been done to get governments to respect Jewish faith and protect, fight against anti-Semitism. Christians and Muslims, on the other hand, faced harassment from social groups and government harassment in somewhat closer numbers. One particular finding that people find interesting from our study is that the region of the world where religious groups are harassed most frequently or in the largest number of countries is the Middle East and North Africa. And
in fact, ve Afrika'da
one religious group or another faces some sort of harassment. But interestingly, Muslims, the middle bar in the area circled, Muslims face harassment in the largest percentage of countries in that region compared with Muslims and Jews. And again, much of the harassment that Muslims face in the Middle East and North Africa comes from a majority branch harassing a minority. So if you look at Saudi Arabia, it may be the Shia feeling harassed from the Sunni majority.
Onlar arasındaki bu Şiiler, Sünniler arasındaki problemlerden dolayı bu bar daha yüksek gösteriyor yani Orta Doğu'daki baskılardan dolayı. Mesela Mısır'daki ondan sonra yani Müslümanlar kendi arasında kavga ediyorlar. Onu demek istiyor. Ondan yani çok gözükebilir. Yani Müslümanlar Müslümanlara karşı değişik ırklar, değişik
Maldives, Malaysia, Burma, Eritrea and Indonesia.
Neleri gösteriyor? Nasıl hükümet derine baskılarını gösteriyor?
Pakistan,
İran, Suudi Arabistan ve onun gibi şeyler.
Nigeria, Bangladesh, Israel and Egypt. And again, I need to emphasize that this is not a critique of any of these countries, rather an attempt to measure the concrete number of problems or restrictions on religion that come up.
Problemler ve baskılar oluyor.
Or the social side. And sometimes these problems, these restrictions,
bazen bu
people in society and some societies like high restrictions on religion. Once I spoke to a group of Saudi Arabians who had come to the Pew Research Center, and I said, in Saudi Arabia, you have very high restrictions on religion. And they said, yes, we do. And we think this is right. In China,
Saudi Arabistan'dan temsilciler gelmiş ve bu sormuş, neden bu kadar devlet din üzerine bu kadar yani kuralları var, baskı yapıyor ya da limit koyuyor? Ondan sonra demiş ki biz yapmalıyız yani bu bizim gelenekten şeyden gelen yani olay.
Are localized. So in Indonesia, Aceh would have much higher restrictions than some other parts of the country, and that would affect the overall score.
Diyor, İndonezya'da buna benzer şeyler varmış.
In our study, we found that
ayrıca biz çalışmamızda bulduklarımızdan birisi de şuydu.
And some interesting notes in government restrictions are that a number of the countries where government restrictions increased were in the Middle East and North Africa. And this happened in the time
var, devletin kısıtmaları.
The increased level of government restrictions on religion in countries like Egypt, Syria, Libya.
Suriye, Libya.
Revolutions that even are playing out today.
We're not devam ediyor bu kısıtlamalar.
That these restrictions caused those revolutions, but it was part of the
climate.
People were living.
Devrimlere sebep oluyor.
With social hostilities, there were some substantial increases in countries like China and Nigeria.
Baktığımızda
five of the 10 countries where we saw substantial increases in social hostilities involving religion were in Europe. These included Russia, the United Kingdom, Sweden, Bulgaria, and Denmark. And across Europe, we saw both an increase in
baktığımızda.
We saw an increase in restrictions on Muslims from the social side or hostilities towards Muslims and new
karşı olma da artıyor Avrupa'ya bakınca.
Smaller Christian minority groups in a range of countries including France where we saw an increase in government restrictions. Now, this list, the United Kingdom is on the list with countries like China and Nigeria and Russia, and Edward Storton from the BBC called me up and said, what's going on? How did the United Kingdom get on a list with these other countries that they're not usually on the list with? So he asked me to explain what's going on. Well, the
ne oluyor yani?
going on is really to look at how government restrictions and social hostilities compare with one another around the world. In this chart, you can see government restrictions going across the bottom of the page, across to the right. So the further you are to the right, the higher the level of government restrictions. The further you go up,
artıyor devletin.
The level of social hostilities involving religion. So a country like China is very far to the right, but somewhat low on the social
hostilities. Yani Çin ya da şey de yukarı doğru artıyor.
A country like India is very high on social hostilities.
Mesela toplumsal kin ya da düşmanlık daha da fazla yukarıda.
Among the countries.
Ondan sonra bakıyoruz oradaki dairenin içindeki ülkelere. 25 tane iki. Ondan sonra bazı işte bakıyor oradan.
China, I'll talk about them a bit more. Vietnam, Russia, Egypt, and Nigeria, where we saw increases in restrictions. And another point to make while we
daha da farklı artıyor bu ülkeler için.
Felt the most keenly by people in countries where you have both high government and restrictions in social.
Daha da büyük.
Now, in comparison, the United Kingdom is still in the bottom
left-hand bakıyoruz.
Part of the chart, but we did see an increase in social hostilities involving religion in the United Kingdom. We saw.
Nerede bu toplumsal düşmanlık, kinlik daha da fazla.
The measures that we use, we look not just at government policies, but actual actions by governments. So whether or not governments come in and bulldoze a religious building, a mosque, a church, a synagogue, a temple, whether or not they
gelip, mesela,
religious activities, or they
camileri, kiliseleri, home,
or in, even kill people related to religion. And again, perhaps it's not surprising that the Middle East and North Africa is the region with the highest level of government restrictions on religion. Asia Pacific is second, but Europe has slightly higher government restrictions on religion than Sub-Saharan Africa. And in general, the Americas have the lowest levels of government restrictions on religion. So putting those same data into map, you can see the parts of the world that have the most intense government restrictions by the darker of the color. Now, some ways that governments religion, there's many, and I'll just give a few examples.
Örnek vermek istiyorum.
May prohibit worship as a practice.
Bazı devletler diyor ki gidip toplanamazsınız diye.
Prohibited unregistered groups from meeting. There was a high-profile case just this Easter where they shut down a house church in Beijing. In Eritrea, which is an Orthodox majority, Christian Orthodox majority country, if you're a Catholic, Muslim, or an Orthodox, or evangelical, you have freedom to meet. But if you're not in one of those four categories, you face severe restrictions, imprisonment, including imprisonment from the government. In Afghanistan, if you convert from Islam to another religion,
başka bir dine geçmişsen,
be sentenced to death. There are number
of Müslümanlıktan başka dine geçersen, idama bile tutulabiliyormuşsun.
And that has
İslam'da mesela ne varmış?
And both Muslim and Christian literature are restricted. Germany, along with several other countries, including
yerlerde gördüğünüz eşarp konusu. Eşarp değildi
mi?
Çarşaf olayı.
Anti-Semitic programs as well as other religious programs. There are a number of countries in the world that regulate religious symbols, including what people wear. In Iran, there's morality police, the patrol. Women are wearing proper Islamic attire. In France, burqa ban has gone into place, and fines are levied against women who break the ban. Even in Norway, where we saw some tragic attacks by a lone gunman and bomber this summer, even before those times, there were some Muslim morality police patrolling the streets of Oslo. Now, this isn't government. This is now getting into the ways that societies can restrict societies can restrict religious freedom. And in fact, we find find that in a large number of countries, in the majority of countries of the world, that there's some sort of harassment or even religiously based hate crimes occurring. In 130
more olmakta, ya dini ele alarak, dini kullanarak.
Religion or religious bias. Large numbers of countries have property damage as well as physical assaults involving religion. Again, the region of the world with the highest level of social hostilities involving religion is the Middle East and North Africa, followed by Asia Pacific, and then Europe.
Daha çok toplumsal.
The Americas have the lowest level.
Görüyoruz dine karşı.
Americas. In fact, in the United
Amerika'da
States.
Amerika'da daha az. Amerika'da.
The United States has a moderate level of social hostilities involving religion. There's more than 1,400 religiously.
Daha yüksek diğer Amerika'daki şeylere bakarsak.
FBI every year or reported to the FBI.
FBI'de her zaman rapor ediliyor.
Enforcement officials. Looking at social hostilities around the world, you can see the countries where there are moderate or high levels by the darker colors. Now, some particular types of social hostilities involving religion have gone up in recent years. Mob violence has jumped from 19% to 26% during this time. In Indonesia, where there was a fatwa against the Ahmadiyya Muslim community saying that they do not have a right to practice, there have been a series of attacks on Ahmadiyyas who claim to be Muslims but aren't recognized as Muslim by Orthodox Muslims. And the Ahmadiyyas, this is a footage from Al Jazeera where there was a gruesome beating and killing of Ahmadiyyas as the police stood by. In the United Kingdom, there's tensions between Muslim groups and right-wing extremist groups that are looking to
karşı olanlar.
And sometimes these
düşmanlar ve and they turn böyle birbirleri yerine giriyorlar.
One aspect of religion-related hostilities that's covered by the news most frequently is
bağlı olarak gösterilen.
And we find that religion-related terrorism has some, these groups have some activity in 74 countries, or about more than one in three countries in the world. And in half of those, that results only in recruitment. But in the other half, there has been violence during this time period. This can range from suicide bombings that hit Iraqi mosques to targeted attacks on government leaders, as happened in Russia's Ingushetia region, where they tried to kill the president. You may remember the incidents in India where there were terrorist attacks targeting a number of hotels as well as a Jewish center in Bombay or Mumbai. Nigeria just recently had an attack by Boko Haram, which is seeking to have a more strict interpretation.
Değişik saldırıları örnek gösteriyor. Mesela Irak'taki bir camiye. Kirkuk'ta bir kiliseyi bombalama, Bağdat'taki bir kiliseyi bombalama, China, diğer terörist ataklar, Nijerya'da bir Birleşmiş Milletler binasına bombalanmış. Ondan sonra Boko Haram'da bir olimpiklerde bir terör şey olmuş. Yapılan terör üstüne.
Xinjiang in the west of China. So this is a list of all the countries where there's religion related terrorism.
Bu dine bağlı olarak atak saldırıları gösteriyor.
No incidents. And I could point to a number of countries on the right where there were no incidents that had.
Bazı ülkelerde böyle şeyler yok.
Just since our report has come out, including Morocco, Nigeria, Norway, just on the right side of the screen. Now, I'm going to conclude with a few pieces of context to try to help give an understanding of where restrictions are rising and where they're high, and what kinds of situations.
Nereden geliyor, nereden çıkıyor?
These occurrence.
Ayrıca yasal olan şeyleri konuşmak istiyorum. Ayrıca
every constitution of the world into whether it provides no protection for religious freedom or protection for religious freedom with some contradictions to that. So a contradiction could be that in Afghanistan, as I mentioned, they say that you're free to practice your religious rights, but at the same time, no law can contradict the sacred law of Islam. And then by their interpretation, anybody who converts from Islam is an apostate, and the penalty for that is death. So you have freedom
problem var bazı şeylerde. Mesela İslam'dan başka bir dine geçersen olan.
Or moral laws that the overall law, religious freedom has to be interpreted through. So in countries where there's no protection or contradictions for that protection, we found that more than 11 countries had substantial increases, but only 2 had substantial decreases. So it's not.
Bazı ülkelerde yasal koruma azalıyor ya da daha da fazlalaşıyor. Yani
we saw a greater increase in restrictions.
İstatistik var.
In comparison, among the countries where there were only some minor qualifications, such as religious freedom is provided so long as it doesn't contradict the laws of the country without saying there are moral laws or religious laws, that would be a qualification. Or they clearly protect religious freedom with no qualification. We found that 6 countries decreased and only 3 countries.
Bazı ülkeler işte iniş.
Countries decreased.
Bakar. Ben buradan göremiyorum o tabloyu.
Now, there's a particular kind of law where we find to be associated with higher levels of restrictions overall and an increase. And those are laws that punish blasphemy, speaking out against God, or apostasy, converting from a religion and leaving your faith, sort of like treason to your religion, or defamation or criticism of religion. So we call all those anti-blasphemy laws. And so looking around the
dil uzatanlara karşı olan da kanunlar varmış.
The world have such laws of one
kanunları gösteriyor bazı ülkelerdeki Ortadoğu ülkelerinde daha çok bunu görüyoruz. Mesela Tanrı'ya karşı, dil uzatanlara karşı kanunlar yaratmış bu ülkeler.
And present in another 7%. Asia Pacific, about 30% of the countries have these laws. In Sub-Saharan Africa and the Americas, these laws are somewhat rare, relatively rare. Now, in the 44 countries that have anti-blasphemy laws and enforce the penalties for these,
atmaya karşı kanunlar nerede?
High restrictions on religion. Among the next 15 among the 15 countries that have the laws but don't enforce them, a similar finding. So the presence of these laws seems to be associated with higher government restrictions overall and higher social hostilities. But among the 139 countries where there are no such laws, restrictions and hostilities are relatively lower. Now, looking at how increases occurred in these countries, in the 44 countries that have anti-blasphemy laws, 23% of these countries increased in their level of restriction, only 2% decreased.
Karşı olan kanunları karşılaştırıyor. Acaba bunlar nasıl?
27%
bağlantısı var. Acaba toplumsal din düşmanlığıyla
139 countries with no anti-blasphemy laws or policies. There was an equal finding, 6% increase.
Bari göremiyorum ama %84'lük bir şey var.
Now, let me conclude with three last slides from the book that I mentioned at the beginning. First, we find that there is a clear connection, a clear correlation between religion-related violence here going up the page and legal and policy restrictions on religion.
Tam bir şey so, burada. Dinsel, dinsel,
policy restrictions, we also have
alt taraftaki şerit, altta da yasal şeyler var, bir korelasyon var. Yani ne kadar kısıtlamalar artarsa o kadar da şey artıyor.
In causation. So one of the book was to use regression analysis and structural equation modeling, a statistical test, to look at what the possible causal pattern is within these restrictions. So we found that social restrictions on religious freedom, including restricted competition, leads to higher levels of government restrictions on religion, and then that leads to violence related to religion, and it can become a self-perpetuating cycle. So it's just like the example I gave in Indonesia with a fatwa, a government, a group sponsored by the government issuing a fatwa against Ahmadiyyas, leading to violence, and then that becomes a cycle of violence. So that connection between both what society wants and then governments enact, and then the results, see, that's one example of that connection. And the last slide that I'll lead you with, and this is probably the area that needs the greatest research, is that their religious freedom, if you look at the flip side, I've been talking about restrictions, but religious freedom is correlated with many other social outcomes, such as political freedoms, freedom of the press, civil liberties. But beyond that, countries that have higher degrees of religious freedom or lower restrictions in religion also have higher levels of gender empowerment, lower percent of GDP spent on the military. The U.S. is the one exception to that rule. Longevity of democracy, lower levels of armed conflict, overall livability is higher. And so this is an area of study I think that social scientists should begin to look at more. So with that, I'll conclude. Thank you very much.